Inmates have traditionally worn government-issue uniforms, from stripes to jumpsuits, but for more than a decade, many of New York City's prisoners have also been required to sport canvas sneakers in the name of safety and to control contraband. WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports on the tale behind the sneakers that are named after a former governor.
They call them the Air Patakis. That's the joke in jail.
George Pataki hasn't been governor in 6 years, but the jail slang for the Department of Corrections sneakers stuck. The lightweight, lace-free footwear resembles an enclosed slipper and comes in black or orange, depending on what's in stock. Even though the city issues the shoes, inmates have long associated them with the governor, who happened to be Pataki when they became standard issue. Prisoners often make up sly nicknames for things, says Thomas McCarthy, who runs a website about the history of the Department of Correction and was a longtime agency employee.
There's a wonderful capacity of human beings who are incarcerated to poke fun at their incarcerators. One way to ironically call these inexpensive, almost slippers, is to deride them and call them Air Patakis.
Whatever they're called, former inmates loathe them.
They're uncomfortable. Pretty much they make you feel sweaty. It will develop fungus, foot odor.
No support, no arch, and they're very, very slippery.
You get calluses. They're like a flat pair of shoes without laces. They're like what we used to call decks back in the days.
That's John Donadio and Kwame Parker from Brooklyn and Jason Sanchez of Manhattan weighing in.
You going home?
Yeah, I'm going home. All right, all right.
A common ritual for inmates getting released is to toss their Patakis in the nearest garbage can. That's just what Michael James did when he was released from the Manhattan detention complex downtown.
I threw them away immediately because I had sneakers that they took from me, which was these, and I immediately put these on.
James proudly shows off his gently used blue Nikes, one of the kinds of footwear that's banned in city jails because blue is considered a gang color that could incite violence. Decades ago, prisoners were only issued shoes when theirs were falling apart. Then in 2008, the city correction commissioner issued a directive that all inmates be required to wear departmental footwear to reduce fighting. He hoped the policy would cut down on inmates hiding shivs and other weapons or smuggling contraband inside the heels of shoes. The DOC gradually relaxed that rule over the past year as shoe supplies and sizes dwindled. Now the inmates who have to wear Air Patakis are people with a history of mental illness, those who arrive with shoes considered a security risk, and all adolescents. The Department of Corrections' Sharman Stein says it's been tough to keep enough shoes in the right sizes in stock. But they're working on it.
You're talking about a very big system, almost 100,000 new inmates admitted every year. So it is one of the big things we have to manage. And we're working very hard now on a bid on a new contract that will keep us steadily supplied.
Stein says the DOC is in the process of making prison-issue footwear better. The new design has Velcro closures and more support. The city just received a shipment of the new, sturdier sneakers. They cost just over $4, an increase of about $1.30 per pair from the old shoes. But why pay more for disposable sneakers when the city's been trying to cut costs?
The old shoes were often falling apart too easily. They were not useful during recreation, which is very important. People were complaining about the shoes not fitting, not holding up, and so we decided we needed to do better.
The verdict is still out whether the new and improved Air Patakis will be as reviled as the old model. Either way, at least one person remains amused by the footwear.
This George Pataki.
The former governor says he takes the sneaker nickname as a compliment.
Early in my administration, I remember Law and Order in its heyday. We had prisoners referring to their prison shoes as Air Patakis, and I got a kick out of it.
Of all of the honors you've received, how does this one rate?
It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, obviously, but it's an unsolicited endorsement of the success of our criminal justice policy. So from that sense, I got to feel pretty good about it.
With the notorious jail sneakers makeover, the Department of Corrections' Sharman Stein says the name Air Pataki could also be on the way out.
Maybe now that we have new shoes and a new governor, they'll call them Cuomos.
For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
For more on Air Patakis and to see pictures, go to WNYC.org.